You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette's investigation into MSU's handling of all the abuse allegations against Larry Nassar focuses in these early days on three former staff members. The special prosecutor's investigation has ordered the school to produce all emails, all records for three close Nassar associates: his boss, the former dean of the College of Osteopathic Medicine, William Strample, former women's gymnastics coach Kathy Klagas, and Dr. Brooke Lemon, a co-worker who thought of Nassar as her mentor. Meanwhile, the attorney general did not take any questions from reporters Saturday when he announced his investigation team. MLive's Emily Lawler was there, and she was left with questions. She turned to Schuette's office, and his office provided some answers Monday afternoon. Emily Lawler is here with us now. Emily, first off, the scope of the investigation. What did you find out?
This was, I think, the most interesting question. Obviously, Nassar has been in the news lately, but also ESPN published this report that brought all the athletic department's actions into a pretty stark light and asked some really serious questions around that. So I wanted to know if the scope of the investigation was limited just to Larry Nassar, who knew what when, or if it was broader than that, and the rest of Michigan State University should be on guard too. And the answer from the AG's office was essentially the second one. He said that no stone would go unturned, and his spokesperson said he meant it.
He meant it. So we can expect a broader investigation.
Yeah.
It has not been clear exactly when the AG's office began all of this investigating into MSU. Schuette has only said it's been going on, quote, for some time. Did you get any clearer answer?
Unfortunately, that's all the specificity that I got from his office as well. So I'm not sure if this is an answer that they can't or won't give. But the attorney general has really held this information close to the vest. I think a lot of people were calling for him to open a university-wide investigation months ago even. So, a lot of people have questions as to when he started asking questions. And I think that that's something that might come out later down the line.
You also wanted to know if Mr. Schuette would recuse himself if the investigation got too close to the football team. Why was that?
Yeah, so I've actually read Bill Schuette's book. It's Big Lessons from a Small Town, and I'm not sure what its reviews are like, but I remembered the foreword from Mark D'Antonio, MSU's football coach, who is one of the Michigan State University leaders that the ESPN Outside the Lines report really called into question, pointing to basically allegation after allegation of sexual assault within the university's football program. So my question is, if he's looking under every rock and gets to D'Antonio, if he'd recuse himself, because they do seem to have some level of personal relationship. And I did ask the attorney general's spokeswoman to characterize that relationship, and she declined to, but she pointed me towards comments that Bill Schuette made on WJR, which is basically him calling the forward a great forward from D'Antonio, and not really saying whether or not he'd recuse himself if it came to that.
So you don't really have an answer to that question?
I have a response, but not an answer.
So if this MSU investigation is his number one priority, as he said at his Saturday press conference, you've wondered, where does that leave the Flint water crisis? What'd you hear?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to credit that question to our photographer who works for the Flint Journal and has been working really diligently. Jake May has been working on this Flint water work and journalism. And he had mentioned that he's been covering Schuette's Flint actions and said, it's priority number one. I wonder where that leaves Flint. And I think a lot of people are asking that question. Flint is a little bit further along now. It's in a prosecution phase, whereas this is just starting an investigatory phase. But, basically, both of these are priorities for the attorney general, according to his spokeswoman.
Emily, you wanted to know if any individuals would be held accountable. Why was that fuzzy for you?
Yeah, a lot of the victim impact statements, people talked about notification to MSU coaches and other personnel, and brought up the question of mandatory reporters. Were any of these people legally obligated to pass along the allegations they'd received? So I think, as the whole picture comes into focus, people are really looking for individual people's roles in this. Could one person have stopped this man from putting these abuse on women for 20 years.
Do we have a sense as far as whether Mr. Schuette's investigation will be drilling down on individuals?
I think it will. The response from his spokesperson was that if there's evidence of a crime committed by an individual, they will be charged. So I think that kind of puts everyone on notice. It doesn't matter how small of a player you were in this. You know, he said he's focusing on who knew what when and who could be everyone down to the smallest player.
So no one is off the table. What struck you as interesting about Schuette calling in the Michigan State Police in this?
Yeah, so I went to a press conference in February on the Nassar case specifically. And at that press conference, Jim Dunlop, the MSU police chief, had answered questions and basically defended MSU being the ones to handle this investigation. Some had called into question the propriety of the university's police investigating the university on this matter. So, you know, Schuette really stuck with them all the way through the prosecution and the investigation of the Nassar specific case. So it's interesting that he's going outside of the MSU police department for this next level of MSU investigation.
And then finally, cost. How does the AG's office plan on paying for all of this?
I'm curious as to that, too, mostly because in the Flint water prosecution that we've seen, there's been, you know, significant cost incurred, and he's gone to the legislature to ask for specific line items, specific supplementals. And it's something that, as lawmakers are looking to formulate the budget, is a big part of the overall picture. But, you know, the Attorney General's office said at this point they're still determining what they're projecting this will cost.
Well, now that you've gotten responses, if not full answers, to these seven questions, do you have any others?
You know, some of my commenters raised really good questions, I thought. One of them is geography. Obviously, Larry Nassar was employed by MSU, but practicing all over the world with the Olympic team. So I'm not sure what kind of jurisdiction or authority Schuette would have outside of that. Another one that people have brought up is this, you know, he started out not wanting to, it seemed like, investigate MSU. The investigation was Nassar specifics to start off with. In December 2016, he made comments to the effect of having a good working relationship, I think, with both Luanna K. Simon and Chief Dunlop. And it's not really clear what changed between 2016, when this investigation on Nassar started, and what made him want to investigate the entire university and not just one person.
MLive's Emily Lawler, thanks so much, Emily.
Thanks for having me.